these issues do not respect borders or boundaries. And I don't think it's realistic for people who, for example, live in Donegal that they can't have access to this. So I do think that it just makes sense. We really can't expect an air ambulance to stop at the Donegal border, for example, or anywhere else across the island. So there had been some work a number of years ago from the previous health minister in Dublin to look at developing some sort of concept around an all-Ireland model. That has seems to have just fallen off the agenda. And I think that this gives us an impetus to push that again. And I think increasingly we're seeing that that type of model makes sense. We've seen it in the radiotherapy unit based at Altmagalvin, which will serve the entire northwest as far as Sligo. We're seeing it with the Children's Heart Services.
Realistically speaking, at present, there is no effective government in the Republic. It'll take some weeks before that's done. Assembly elections, of course, coming up in May. So it'll be some time before there are two fully functioning and fully invested health ministers in place to have these discussions. But your preference would be that these discussions would take place sooner rather than later.
Well, absolutely. You know, there are civil servants there. If there is a willingness, in my view, from, you know, the political leadership, conversations and negotiations continue to take place. And as I said, this isn't something new. This is something that was in the system in Dublin a number of years ago. So it won't take an awful lot to reactivate that. And I suppose when we're talking about realistically the impact on patients' health, there is a necessity to advance those conversations given the injection of money from Westminster. And I would be calling for both health ministers, recess or not, to continue those conversations.